Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is hit by the pitch. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to third. Bryan moves to second. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Adair reaches second base with a double. Josephson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Clark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Whitaker is chasing the ball. Agee rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brian moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian moves to third. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-4 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.